How many of you have a dog or a cat? Okay. For those that don't have a dog or a cat right now, how many of you have ever had a dog or a cat? Okay. Now, for those of you that did not answer either question, do you know what a dog or a cat is? Well, we've got that established. Now, for those of us who are pet owners, you may have at one time taken your pet to a veterinarian to get their shots or just to be tested or whatever the case is. In one veterinarian's office, there's a large sign, and it says, "Heartworm kills." Heartworm kills. Now, I'm not going to get into the graphic details of what heartworm is. I could, but my wife told me that I should not do that for your benefit, so I won't. But what a heartworm does, both for dogs and less so for cats, is that it clogs the heart and it clogs the main arteries, and there can be up to 300 heartworms in a heavily infected dog. And their offspring, because they breed inside the dog, can clog the smaller blood vessels. And it affects then the lungs, it affects the liver, it affects the kidneys. Now, you might say, well, we would see signs of this heartworm soon. No, you wouldn't. It takes up to two years to see symptoms. And it takes many tests, both x-rays and blood tests and so forth, to determine if, in fact, the animal has heartworm. Now, this infection is not caused by animal-to-animal transmission. It is not caused by contaminated food. It is not caused by the animal's environment. But what it is caused by is something that gets under its skin. A mosquito. A mosquito will land on an animal, it will bite the animal to, of course, take its meal of blood. But when it does that, if that mosquito has this larvae inside of it, it transmits it into your animal. And if it bites an infected animal, it will pick up that larvae and transmit it to an infected animal. So something that gets under the skin that affects your pet. The sign that often says heartworm kills. Now, you and I can be afflicted with a deadly and a spiritual heartworm. Not the same as a dog or a cat. We don't necessarily have a parasite living within us. But it can kill us and make us sick just the same. And because the heartworm of the animal is delivered by a mosquito bite to the skin and it gets under that skin, our spiritual heartworm also is delivered. It is delivered by some act or some comment or some real or perceived slight, perhaps by a rumor or some innuendo or whispers that you hear going on. And these, like that mosquito bite, gets under our skin, and that infection begins to grow. There are several examples of this, and I'm just going to cite a couple of scriptures here if you just want to take a note. I'm not going to turn to a lot. Proverbs 10:32 says, "The mouth of the wicked is perverse." Proverbs 16:27, "The ungodly man digs up evil." Proverbs 17:4, "A liar listens to a spiteful tongue." But one I would like to turn to, which I already have, but you will, is Proverbs 26:24. Proverbs 26:24. Solomon writes, "He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself." So this person that is infected disguises it, just like a mosquito. You don't know whether that mosquito is infected or not. And he lays up within himself deceit. The spiritual heartworm grows and breeds and produces a deadly poison, a very deadly poison. We see that poison mentioned in Acts 8 when, speaking of Simon Magus, it says that he was poisoned by bitterness. Poisoned by bitterness. And that's what a spiritual heartworm produces, is the poison of bitterness. Bitterness, if left untreated, can be fatal. Fatal, because bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit. It grieves it. Now, we're told to treat heartworm and treat bitterness. If you turn over to Ephesians 4, let's look in verses 30 and 31. Paul writes, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." These are symptoms of that heartworm that we're talking about. Now, if we were to become infected with this spiritual heartworm, we would become spiritually weak. We would become spiritually lethargic. We would grow in bitterness and anger and wrath, just like Paul says here. But unlike the real heartworm disease that your animal has, this spiritual heartworm can be transmitted person to person. It can be transferred person to person. Let's look over here in Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10, verse 18. Solomon writes, "Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool." He's rather blunt about that. This is how spiritual heartworms can be passed on, because a lot of the innuendo and the rumors and the gossip and so forth is passed from person to person, but you may not recognize it for what it is. You may also want to, again, look at Proverbs 10:32 and Proverbs 16:27. But let's now turn back to the New Testament in Hebrews. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. And let's start reading in verse 14. We'll read verses 14 and 15. It says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." So we need to pursue peace and holiness, and without those, we will not see God. "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness," this heartworm, "springing up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." It's transmitted out amongst the congregation and amongst friends. Both the heartworm disease and the spiritual heartworm of bitterness can be treated. They can be. The first step in treatment is to diagnose it and examine it. And so we are told to examine our spiritual heart regularly. And that's what we should be doing. We should be examining our heart. The tests are, what are we saying to others? What is our attitude? We need to be introspective, and we need to evaluate the chemistry of our communications. The second way is through treatment. We can treat the animal or ourselves as such through internal and external treatment. How do we do that? First, we seek counsel. We seek counsel because our friends know us. The ministry is there, and confession. to confess, or in other words, repent. Let's turn over to James, James 5, where he says, is anyone among you sick? Does anyone have this heartworm of bitterness? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. It can help cure this bitterness. And the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. This disease is then cured. You may also want to look in Galatians 6, verse 2. Galatians 6, verse 2, and Proverbs 27:9. The third way of treatment and getting over this sickness is to take our medications. It counteracts bitterness. David mentions this in Psalm 51:10. He says, create in me a clean heart. Cleanse my heart. Get rid of these worms and this poison out from under me, or out from me. Christ also mentions it in Matthew 6:12, which is part of the Lord's Prayer. And I'd like to read to you this part of it out of the Weymouth translation. And he says, normally we say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But this is how Weymouth translates it, and I thought it was very good. And forgive us our shortcomings as we also have forgiven those who have failed in their duty toward us. And this is sometimes where this bitterness, this infection comes from, is because we think that Joe or Jane or Sam should be doing this or that for us, or saying this or that to us, or whatever the case is. And so we feel slighted. But it says here that we need to forgive. Also, you may want to look in John 1:19. Heartworm kills. It kills animals if it is left untreated. The spiritual heartworm of bitterness also kills. It kills joy. It kills peace. It kills marriages. It kills relationships. It kills love. And it kills faith. And eventually, it will kill the host, you and I, if we leave it untreated. The cure begins with diagnosis.